Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Today we are treated again with the expert information, advice, and knowledge of Dr. Ivan Meisner. Dr. Ivan Meisner is the author and co-author of many books, and he is also called the father of modern networking by CNN and a networking guru by Entrepreneur Magazine. Dr. Meisner is considered to be one of the world's leading experts in business networking. And again, he's been featured on CNN, NBC, USA Today, CNBC, the BCC, and of course a whole bunch of other different things. He is the founder and chairman of the largest networking organization in the world, which is BNI, with over 1,200 chapters. So without any further ado, let's go further. Ivan, how are you? And of course, where are you? Because you're all
There's somebody who listens to my podcasts. Thanks. I'm doing great, and I'm actually at my office today. I travel about 26 weeks a year, and so I'm out and about, going to networking groups all around the world.
That's phenomenal. Actually, I was talking a little while ago about some of the pictures that you share with us. Also, before we get into the topic, I really want to thank you for the informational post that you've been posting lately on Facebook, and the stuff that you've also been posting, of course, on the BNI website. But those Facebooks have been perfect. They really have.
Well,
so
thanks.
Thank
and
you
if your
that.
Listeners want, they can connect with me on Facebook on the Ivan Meisner public page. You can tell it's the public page because there's over 5,000 people. I think it's 13,000 now. I'm unfortunately at my limit on the private page. But find Ivan Meisner, the public page, and you can get these things that you're talking about there, Zurian.
Thank you. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, along with that and the podcast, we all need to be listening. There's some really, they say golden nuggets. There's some platinum nuggets in that information if you'll just get out there and use it. Today we are going to talk about business networking and sex, not what you think, which is another book that the great Dr. Meisner has written and co-authored with some other writers. And I guess to jump right into that, could you tell us why this book is important?
Well, you know, it's important because we did a survey of 12,000 people all over the world. And there hasn't been much in the way of hard data on the value of business networking. And when you survey 12,000 people, you get some pretty consistent patterns that you can see. And it's been really valuable for that. For example, one of the things that we discovered was that over 91% of the respondents, over 91% of 12,000 people, said that networking has played a role in their success. 91% said networking has played a role in their success. When have you ever seen 91% of any group of people agree to anything ever?
Never.
Never. You could get people the same political party, the same religion. You can get people who, you know, have similar belief systems, and you're not going to find 91% of them to agree to anything. Yet 91% of these 12,000 people, and it wasn't just BNI, I'm the founder of BNI, and it wasn't just BNI people, this was open to the public, 91% said it played a role in their success. And yet we don't teach this in colleges and universities, which is amazing to me that it's so important to businesses but not being taught anywhere.
Yeah, that is amazing. That is amazing. But that's a huge, huge number. Like you said, 97%, you don't hear that from anywhere. So I guess the next thing, are gender stereotypes still alive and well in the business world?
Yeah, I think they are alive and well in the business world. People are people, and even business people have stereotypes. But we put a different spin on this concept a bit. We call it, because it's not, what we talk about is not quite a stereotype, but stereotypes are developed from it. We call it the exception becomes the perception. The exception becomes the perception. And let me explain that. We discovered by interviewing the 12,000 people that women complained a fair amount about men. About men being pigs. You know, they go to networking meetings and they hit on the ladies. Okay, a fair number of women complained about that. And then we got complaints from men about women dressing provocatively. Okay, so no men really complained, but they did comment that women dressed provocatively, okay? So we started talking about this, and my co-authors are a man and a woman, and the way the book is done is every chapter is in three sections. I handle the survey. So I'm the survey says guy. And they are, that's my role, right, is to try and present the material in a way that is as gender neutral as I could be. And then I have a male and a female co-author, so they do the he says, she says. They do the data based on the male perspective, the data based on the female perspective. And so every section split up that way, and we spoke about this issue. And we said, gee, you know, do most men behave inappropriately at networking events? No. It's a small number. But they are the guys that the women are talking about after the meetings.
So it's like the
80-20
rule kind of thing.
Yeah, except we would call it like the 98-2 rule. It's the overwhelming majority of people that are behaving quite professionally. Now, flip that on its head. Women dressing provocatively. A small percentage of women who go to networking events dress as though they're going to a nightclub. But, ladies, do you know who the guys are talking about? They're talking about that 2% that do dress provocatively. And so that's where we came up with this concept that the exception becomes the perception. Those handful of people who do things like behave badly or dress provocatively are the ones we're talking about, and that's where stereotypes come from. And they are alive and well in the business world.
Yeah, very true. I was actually talking with my sister today, and we were talking about some of the same points. There was a few more, but we're really early into the show today. So on the average, who do you think is a better networker, men or women, and why?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I can answer that easily enough based on the results of the survey. We found that women actually network. They spent time let's talk about that. How much time do people spend networking? And then I'll answer your question directly. We asked people, how much time do you spend networking, and what percentage of your business do you generate from your networking efforts? And we found that on average, men and women combined, on average, they spent approximately 6.5 hours a week networking. Now, so, you know, for years I've said you got to devote the time necessary to networking if you want to generate business. Well, now we have some hard data. If you want to be successful at it, you need to spend about 6.5 hours a week. Now, that's the average. So most of your listeners, I'm guessing, are in business.
Yes, good amount.
So let me pose the question to the listeners. How many of you out there would like to be average? Most business people say, well, no, I want to be above average. Great. Then you got to understand 6.5 hours is a baseline. It is the average, the statistical mean. It's not necessarily the best. So the average amount of time that a business person spent was 6.5 hours a week. We found that there is a direct and dramatic linear correlation between time spent and the amount of business generated, meaning the more time people spent networking, the larger the percentage of business they generated. We think the sweet spot is between 8 and 10 hours a week. You know, all of your networking efforts, going to networking groups, doing one-to-ones, taking someone out for a coffee, having a conversation with them, all of your networking efforts in all contexts, 8 to 10 is probably ideal. Now, your question was, who is better, men or women?
Yes, sir.
So women spent less time networking, about 6.2 hours. Men spent very close. Yeah. No, that's the average. Okay, the average. Men spent 6.4. So they spent a little bit more time networking than women. Not a dramatic difference, but it was a statistically significant number. And it's important to understand the difference between statistical significance and a big number. Statistical significance is basically a way of saying if you repeated the survey, you'd get the same result. You have a 95% chance or better of getting the same result. So it's statistically significant, although it's not a big difference. Okay. Now, how much business did they generate? Now, that's interesting. Men generated just under 44%, 43.96% of their business on average in referrals, word of mouth, networking. Women generated almost 50% of their business through networking.
Huge.
So, yeah. Now, let's recap. Women spent less time and generated more business from their networking efforts than men did. Your second part of your question was why?
Right.
And I think there's a really good answer. One of the questions we asked was, how did you develop your networking skills? And we gave them five choices. And so the first choice was reading books or articles. Well, guess what? Women read more books and articles than men. The next was taking seminars or classes. Women took more classes or seminars than men.
So they had more stimulating things to talk about, more things to talk about.
Yeah, but they educated themselves. Being mentored by somebody. Women had more mentors to help them with networking than men did. Participating in networking groups, that is, we asked them, did you learn how to network through the networking groups that you belong to? Women scored higher on that. And each of these are a pretty significant number. Now, here's the only category that men scored higher on. The only category.
Okay.
I just do it on my own. Trial and error. So you know that old adage that men don't ask for directions?
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, it's not a stereotype. That is real. Men, if they need to learn something, they just kind of, based on this, 12,000 people. The overwhelming majority of people said, men said, I do it on my own. And so as frustrating as that is, I think that is one of the primary reasons why women did better than men. They're willing to go through the educational process necessary.
I can see that. I truly can. And that's huge. I'm glad that you actually wrote the book and put the numbers behind it. Do you feel that men or powerful men still find it hard to take women seriously in the office?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. But remember, the survey was done for really entrepreneurs and business professionals. So it's not really a corporate world kind of survey. You're not talking about employees. So if you put it in the context of do men take women seriously in small business, I think the answer to that is yes. And this is an important question because I have gotten a lot of media to say to me, well, these results, women are doing better at networking than men, fly in the face of what you see in the corporate world. And that doesn't surprise me in the least bit. In the corporate world, women have some serious concerns about what they call a glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for small business people and entrepreneurs, that glass ceiling, to a large extent for women, is more like a glass sunroof, a retractable sunroof. Because when you own your own business, you have the ability to do the things that you think are most important and go in the direction that you want. And in talking to women in this survey, they really didn't talk about a glass ceiling at all. They talked about being able to do the things they wanted to do. Now, some did complain about men looking for a date, not taking them seriously, and so they created mechanisms to deal with that. Things like they would take a man with them to go to networking events. In other words, they would have an associate from their company, an employee or a partner, who was a man who would go with them, so that it was a little bit less likely to have somebody hit on them for a date. And again, remember, this isn't it wasn't a huge number, but there were women who brought this up. Here was one that really surprised me. A few of the respondents said in the open-ended portion of the survey they wore a wedding band, even if they weren't married.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, just to do their best to keep things professional. And so the short answer to your question is, yeah, there was some issues, but not nearly as much as you might expect, particularly for women in the workforce.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard about the thing with the rings. Matter of fact, I was talking with a lady the other day. She was telling me that she was the president of the company, but sometimes the owner used to go with her. And even though she was the person supposed to be doing most of the negotiating, most of the men were trying to talk to the owner, so she eventually told him not to come anymore.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So it's really interesting. I mean, it truly is. So what do you think that men want to talk with? Like, if a man says to a woman, I want to go to lunch, what do most of them want to talk about?
Well, I think what we found from the survey was that most of them want to talk about business, but that there is a certain percentage that wants to talk about monkey business. And so, it made some women gun shy, and rightfully so. Meeting at Starbucks might be a little safer, according to, or a coffee shop might be a little safer for some women. To stick to business, meeting at their office, or either the woman's office or the man's office, might be better. It's really a judgment call, and it wasn't a significant number of people who brought that up, but there were people who certainly brought that up.
Okay. All right. Since men seem to be kind of the link point here, what are some of the things that men say that drive women crazy in a business meeting?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was shocked at this one. This one I didn't, I've been doing business networking for almost 3 decades, and I didn't see this one coming at all. And I'm supposed to be an expert, but I really learned something from this. It was an epiphany. When it comes to introductions, men and women tend to do the introductions a bit differently. Not every man, not every woman. If your listener's listening to this and you say, well, I'm a man, I don't do that. I'm a woman, I don't do that. Okay, so I'm not talking about you. Okay? It's important to say that. I'm not talking about you. But when you survey 12,000 people, you get patterns. And and here is one of the patterns. And this is one that really surprised me. A lot of women commented on how when a man introduces himself, it sounds like a resume. And it sounds like they're bragging. A lot of women say when men introduce themselves, it's like they're bragging. I'm the vice president of marketing for XYZ company and supervise, 37 people on a $50 million budget, something, that's boom, 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 boom. And so I started asking men, if a man introduces himself like this, what do you think? And the men go, I'd be impressed. You ask the woman what they think. They go, it's just a man bragging again. And I was shocked by that. I had no idea. Now, let's flip it on its head. Mm-hmm. Women have a tendency to be more relational in their introductions. They might start a conversation with something like, how did you hear about tonight's event? Mm-hmm. Rather than, so what do you do? And the other woman might say, my friend Janet invited me. Then the first one would be, Janet, oh my goodness, you know Janet? I know Janet. How do you know Janet? And they go into this whole conversation. I saw this once with a guy standing off on the side, and his eyes rolled up in his head. He's like, oh, please, this has nothing to do with business. And he thought they weren't networking effectively. Well, the truth is, we took a look at relational networking versus transactional networking. The transactional networking being name, rank, serial number, let's do business.
Uh-huh.
Relational being let's build a relationship, get to know each other professionally a little more, and from that do business. Well, we found, Forget about men or women. Forget about gender completely. Just the difference between transactional versus relational. People who were relational generated more business than those who were transactional. The thing is, women tended to be more relational than men. Men were more likely to be transactional. And so the relational beat transactional every day of the week. And there's a couple of differences, some of which surprised me, between men and women.
Amazing, amazing. And, you know, again, I use a little bit of your stuff actually today in our meeting, and I talked about the creating of a relationship, the background experience, knowing the five services, knowing the person's family, asking, you know, how can you help them, how can you help them grow their business. I use that today in my meeting, and the one key that got everybody was the one about, can you call them at 10 o'clock and because you need something? And it was really interesting, the reaction. But, again, I want to thank you for that. That was a huge tool today. It really was.
Yeah, you know, the difference between a contact and a connection is that's one of the examples of the difference. You know, somebody, you might have their phone number, but would they get ticked off if you called them? I mean, you have to have a good reason. But if you call them at 10 o'clock and say, look, I'm really sorry for calling you at this hour, but, and then here it is, would they say, hey, no problem, glad to help? Or would they be thinking, why is this guy calling me? You know, and that's the difference between a contact and a real connection, and that comes through building relationships, not transactions.
Right, and people understanding that relationships take time. So, again, all huge. Men and women judge each other in their business abilities based on their gender. How do you see
that? Asking, or you're asking that question?
Yes.
I don't think most do consciously, but there are definitely some. You know, in the survey, we definitely ran into some people that were extremely judgmental, both men and women. You know, men having a preconceived notion about doing business with women, and women having a preconceived notion about doing business with men. But I think the majority, the overwhelming majority of the people in the survey really looked at men and women as, let me get to know this individual first, and then I can judge whether, you know, they're the right kind of person that I want to do business with. And there did seem to be, you know, some issues with the, certainly between the genders, both men and women having issues. But I wouldn't say it's the majority.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, it actually did. My next question, and I hate to say I hate when I do that. When closing a deal, which do you think has the hardest time, a man or a woman?
Yeah, definitely. In the survey, women had a harder time with it. It was one of the areas where women didn't do as well as men. Men, and it's probably that transactional thing, men, again, this isn't my opinion. This is based on comments in the survey. Men have no problem asking for the sale. The problem that men tend to have with networking is what we call premature solicitation, which you don't want to say fast three times. It'll get you in trouble. Where, you know, they're asking for the business before there's a relationship, or they're asking for a referral before there's a relationship. Men tended to do that a little more than women. Women, on the other hand, were more likely to have difficulty asking for the referral and asking for the sale. There's a really good story in the book, Business Networking and Sex, by my co-author Hazel Walker, where she talks about sitting on a board of directors for an organization, a nonprofit organization, and one of her co-board members did T-shirt silk screening, a pretty big company that did, you know, T-shirt silk screening, and she was the owner. And it turned out that this nonprofit organization bought a bunch of silk screen T-shirts from her competitor, and she was on the board. And so she called my co-author, Hazel, and said, why would this organization do that? I've been on their board for years. And Hazel's really good, and she said, well, let's go ask. Let's find out. So they met with her, and the woman, the executive director, said, I am so sorry. I really apologize. You know, you've been on the board a long time. You've never mentioned to me that you would like to do business with us. And because we're a nonprofit and our margins tend to be, you know, because we're a nonprofit, we have to work with companies who are willing to take lower margins. I just assumed that you didn't want to do that with a nonprofit because the margins are less. And so I apologize. Well, when Hazel and the woman walked out, Hazel looked at her and said, okay, so what did we learn from today's meeting? And the woman said, I learned that I've got to ask. Got to ask for the referral or ask for the sale. And I just assumed I'd get it, and I didn't. And I think that story was very indicative of what we saw from the survey.
Wow, wow. So, you kind of covered the traits that women have and that most men don't. So that was pretty cool because you definitely opened up my eyes on a few things. As always, I can't say that that's not a normal thing. Do you believe that either one has an edge on the other, or they're about equal?
Well, again, based on results, women are doing better. I think women's approach with the relational versus transactional is definitely better, and it's better. Forget about my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Based on results, it's better. So, but remember, not all women approach this from a relational perspective. So I think both men and women need to focus more on building the relationship in a professional context than just the transaction. But women are already a little bit better at it than men. And so I think the men need to work on it a little bit more.
Okay. You know, Ivan, I got so into the conversation, I forgot to share the call number with other people. Could you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and learn more about BNI as a whole, please?
Yeah, absolutely. BNI's website is BNI.com, BNI.com, and lots of information about the organization as well as information on where you can go visit a chapter. I also have a blog that I invite your listeners to come to, businessnetworking.com. Tons of material up there, including material from my book, and I do a video every week, so I invite your listeners to come check it out. Sign up to get an announcement every week as to what I'm talking about. I promise you won't get spammed. You'll get one email a week that says, here are your topics.
Cool.
Here are the topics from the podcast.
To listen to those podcasts. There's about 304 of them, and they all are packed with phenomenal information. At least it's been very phenomenal for me. As a Marine jarhead for 22 years, business world is a little different.
Yeah, and the podcast is at BNIPodcast.com. That's very BNI-centric, so if you're a BNI member, you'd be interested in that. Otherwise, everyone, businessnetworking.com, either of those great sites, all free.
Okay, phenomenal. And you heard that, ladies and gentlemen. Ivan said it's free, so it's free. Anyway, Ivan, was there anything else that you wanted to share with us today?
I think one of the most important things I've learned from the survey kind of nailed it for me, but I've seen it over the years, is that networking is more about farming than it is about hunting, that it's about cultivating relationships with other business professionals, not a get-rich-quick scheme, but it's a great way to build a solid foundation for a long-term successful business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from and considered the father of modern networking. And as Ivan would say, and I'm going to say one, it's about networking, not net sitting or net eating or any of that. Sorry,
right.
Ivan, I didn't mean to steal that one from you.
Anyway, no, anytime.
Thank you very much. I truly feel blessed every time we get to do a show, every time I get to. And I look forward to our next show, which I believe is Networking Like a Pro, when we can get that scheduled. And also, thank you. Anne has been incredibly great.
I will pass that on to her. Thank you very much, Zurian. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you too, sir. Again, thank you very much, sir. And you have a great day, great weekend. And until the next time, of course, you and your lovely wife and family, a great life.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, and take care.
Hey, thanks a lot. Look forward to doing the next one.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Farewell.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and co-chairman of, chairman which is the largest networking organization in the world with over 6,200 chapters. Please take Ivan up on the information that he shared, and also check out the website. Check out the information that he has there. If you guys are in business and you're looking to grow your business, grow your network, and actually live the life of your dreams, then it's going to take some work, but that work has to come from you, and it starts from you. Guys, you heard what Ivan said. We need to work on our being able to interact, to build our relationships and our relationship marketing as we go. And ladies, evidently, you're ahead of us, but we're coming strong. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to thank everybody for listening, and everybody have a great and fantastic day.